I think from the QB standpoint, yeah, not really sure what was reported, not sure it was meant to be, you know, what it turned out to be. But to be honest with you, just like I said, we approached his group last spring, you know, in terms of trying to renegotiate and knew how the things like that go. Not going to talk a lot about contracts, but the timing wasn't, you know, right at that point for both sides. But from the standpoint of starting QB, hey, Sam's, you know, young still, a lot of experience. You don't want to throw that experience away. He's only learned. When you start talking about a starting quarterback, we could spend all day on why we're standing by Sam. But since 2012, when Jeff and I got here, you know, we got – it's probably well documented the NFC West is a pretty tough division. Well, he's 5-2-1 in that division. When we kind of found our identity this year, he played really well. So those two big variables, you know, we're going to have to win in this division to get to the tournament, and he's proven he can do it. And he proved he could play really well, you know, in the you know, offense post San Fran game. So those variables are why you're standing by him. But we'll evaluate and analyze, you know, all situations. And I think sitting at two, this is going to be a little bit different year than the last one in that people left Indy the last time, and it seemed like everybody knew who pick one was going to be and probably who pick two was going to be. I'm not sure we're going to leave Indy this year and know who pick one's going to be. If y'all do know, let me know. That'd help the spring out. I'm still young at this, but I think early last May when we started looking at what was coming, you had a gut feeling it was going to be a deep draft. I think it's turned out to be that. So, again, I think guys like Kevin Colbert, you know, they've gone on record as the deepest, and those guys got a lot of experience in this league, and they've seen a lot of drafts. So it's a very, very deep draft at multiple positions. So I think that's a good thing for this year. The 15th receiver could be a starter in this league, but from that group you get a lot of different flavors too. You get the large people, you get the smaller, faster, you get guys that catch, you know, they're competitive, they've put their places on their back. And the other thing you notice is probably of all of them, there are a lot of underclassmen that are coming out. But it'll be a fun group. I don't know what the quarterbacks are going to do. And sometimes I think at the combine it's a little harder as a quarterback just to go throw to strangers because it's a timing thing. But if you're ever going to pick a year to throw, this one might be it because there's some good receivers. You know, in that element you start looking at, hey, if you go back here, you know, last year we might have been shut out. This year, wow, look at our options. We may have, you know, at worst, we got to pick of these so many. So I think it definitely, you know, in going through all this in planning for a trade or maybe or just being prepared for whatever happens, you even go further and looking in the next year's draft. If this one's this deep, what are we thinking next year is going to be like? Is it going to be like really thin? And you can't really, really do that because you're not as prepared, but, you know, you do things like that. And this year being deep is going to affect trades for sure. You know, the nice thing about our situation cap-wise is, and Kevin Dimoff, Tony Pastore has done a nice job, is we're not walking around scrambling that we got to do anything to function. So the answer to that is yes, because we don't, you know, sometimes you get in a situation where guess what? Just to function, we got to do something with contracts. We're not in that situation here. So you hear a lot of times that we're up against the cap. There is some strategy to that from those guys that are a lot smarter than I am at that stuff. But it's really so that you never get – your whole goal is to never have it all where, uh-oh, we got to do something just to function.